Welcome to another episode of the Apartment Hacker Podcast. This is Mike Burnett. Apartment Hacker is my mission to tease out human potential in the multifamily space. So I'm reading an article tonight about Cortland Partners and how they've hired a former Atlanta Falcons executive as their first chief experience officer. And it's interesting to read that that's their first chief experience officer, maybe implying that there might be future chief experience officers. But there's an interesting headline. Anyway, the point to this podcast or this talk this evening is that in the article, it sort of lays out the idea that residents, especially in the Class A space and potentially in the Class B space, are looking for, or actually developers are looking for the opportunity to create what I call collision points, right, for residents in order for them to engage. As an example, so instead of potentially developing and building storage units, on a patio or inside of a unit for, say, a bicycle. Instead of that, we create a bicycle repair room or a DIY bicycle room where you not only store your bicycle, but you go in there to do repairs, and we provide tools or provide some of the ways to clean your bicycle and oil your chain and things of that nature. And sort of by default, putting that in a central location or in what I call, again, a collision point, we let Jack meet Sarah, and suddenly Sarah and Jack create a relationship that gives cause for them to not want to move away from the community. They become friends, right? Or they become engaged in a relationship. To take that a step further, maybe this collision point creates a scenario where we have a club, a bike riding club, or some bike riding enthusiasts or bike enthusiasts get together and talk about ways to customize their bicycles. But the overarching point is developers create these scenarios where we have collision points. So I juxtaposition that with this this broader trend in the world where people are becoming more and more secluded in nature. That is to say that the apartment home is really a sanctuary to some, where they come home in the evening and they escape from the world. Their idea, their propensity to engage in an activity, a social activity after they cross the threshold into their home in the evening or whatever time of day or night it might be, is low. They don't want to do that. They go to their apartment as a way to recharge the batteries, right? To get away from society. And or their collision point is actually online, in either in a Facebook community or an Instagram community or some sort of social media dialogue, as opposed to real time personal engagement face to face. And you see it in restaurants, you see it in other social settings. I see it every single day in my office complex. I walk through and I literally purposefully put my phone in my pocket and I just watch people. And you see it on the elevator, you see it in the common area hallways of the office building, you see it in the parking lot. You know, if you're not paying attention as a driver, you could literally mow people over because they have their head down, buried in their phone. And if you're not paying attention, you've got your head buried in your phone while you're driving your car, you could potentially mow some people over. But thank goodness that's not happened. Knock on wood. The point is that people are, I get the point that apartment community developers want to create these collision points where people get together and they want to create community and they want to talk about creating community and these creating social events and really promoting the idea of bringing people together under the premise that if you make friends in the community, then you're less likely to leave because you don't want to leave your friends. You don't want to leave those connections. In the same respect, I look at this broader trend in the world, and those two things don't add up in my mind. When I do the math, it's not as if 1 + 1 = 2. It's more like a 1 - 1 = 0. We don't want to do it. We don't want to interact. We want to go and spend time in our antisocial space, i.e., apartment, or also known as an apartment. And it's nice that I have a pool. It's nice that I have a fitness center. It's nice that I have these grilling areas and these other things in the community because it gives me the opportunity to tell my friends that I have all of this stuff or I have access to it. But I think, as we all well know, less than 10%, potentially it's between 10 and 20% at a Class A deal. But let's say, broadly speaking, less than 20% of your population ever uses the amenities. And if they do, it's on such an infrequent basis. It brings to mind the question, do you need to really invest that type of money in the amenities for marketing? I mean, it's really, at the end of the day, it's just for marketing purposes. It's not for utilization purposes. And really, in what comes to mind for me is there a better use of dollars and cents to create space that lends more to a sort of a sanctuary, right? Or areas where people go to recharge or go to regain energy, not in a mass setting or with groups of people, but rather in isolation. Places where they can go to be, just be an individual and sit alone. So, anyway, I'm rambling on under the premise that I'm struggling to see the point of a chief experience officer in a multifamily setting, because I think broader trends, broader sort of general trends, are working against the idea that you need to create experiences in apartment communities, at least from a social perspective. Now, if the experience, the chief experience officer, is more primarily focused on individual experiences than center around creating recharging moments as an individual, then maybe I get it. But I'm struggling to get it from a mass perspective. But open-minded enough to know that I work in the B space or the BC space versus the A space, and maybe that is the differentiating factor. I just don't have enough in the way of data points to draw the right conclusions about this. But so anyway, I'm interested to hear what people might think about it. You can definitely hit me up in the social spaces. I'm on Facebook at Apartment Hacker. Also have a blog, apartmenthacker.com. Or you can hit me up on Twitter at mbrewer, or on Instagram. I think it's also mbrewer. But I'd love to hear your thoughts about it, and see what you think about a chief experience officer in a multifamily setting. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.